Blog Talk Radio. Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is a cold and chilly night in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So wherever you are, if you're in the cold, I hope that you stay warm. I hope that you're blessed. I hope that you know that everything that we've done in our past dictates what we will do in our future. I'm so excited to be with you once again. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, I am your host, and I will be with you for the next 29 minutes or so. And we're going to be talking about leadership tonight, and more than I will share with you some of my insight as being a business coach, a professional, working with careers and helping others to develop their life. Issues Concerning Women is a service that we advocate towards women and their families so that they can build and stabilize their households. We want to offer them a sense of involvement in the community and a sense of self-worth and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through our hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We have so much to offer. We assist them in all areas of business, career, and in their personal lives. We help them to develop life skills. And not just women, we also help men as well. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women and their families by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. We are here tonight to share just a few of our thoughts with you. Everything that I talk about on this show, it affects me in some way because, you know, we always get the message first before we're able to deliver it to someone else. Our show tonight is being hosted by Focus Executive Suites. Now, Focus Executive Suites is located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and their address is 4176 South Plaza Trail, Suite 217, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. If you're looking for a location to start your business, it's the perfect place for you. It's centrally located near Interstate I-264 and near the town center. It has beautiful office space, a beautiful reception area, office manager to help you to develop your business by answering your phone in a professional manner. Also, Wi-Fi is included. Each office has its own phone and desk and chair. So if you're interested in developing your business or you just need help with your business, please give them a call at 757-631-1100. And I have to disclose this. I am one of the CEOs of the Focus Group. So I didn't want you to think that I was keeping anything from you. I just wanted to share with you our beautiful, beautiful facility. If you want more information, please give us a call. Or you can go to the website at www.thefocusgroup, and that's thefocusgroup.com. You will surely be impressed with what you see. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I just know what I know, and I'm excited about what has transpired there at the Focus Group, how we're growing, how we're turning our businesses around, how we are looking forward to helping you design your best life and your business. So just call if you need more information. So again, the number is 757-631-1100. So let's get started tonight, and let's talk a little bit about leadership. The reason why I went to do that tonight, there are lots of leadership programs that are being sponsored in Virginia Beach at this particular time. But if you live outside of the city of Virginia Beach, I'm sure there is a leadership program being hosted in your cities as well. Usually during the months of February and March, these programs are put out there so that individuals and organizations can come together after a long holiday season, get back together, get their footing together, stand flat-footed, and begin to develop their businesses and work on what they need to work on in the coming year. We're there to help you in leadership to develop your calendars, to lead you in the direction that you want to go in. We're there to help you move forward. We're there to give you affirmations on a positive note. We are just here to help you. So if you need more information about me, Francine Humphrey, the host of Issues Concerning Women, you can call me at 757-567-6734. If you're out there listening right now and you want to call in, the number is 1-347-826-7543. If you happen to be listening in the archives after the show has closed, you may contact me by email at icwdirector@gmail.com. I'm always available to you. I may not answer right away, but I usually try to answer all my calls in the first 24 to 48 hours. But please allow me sometimes to do that. And tonight, just allow me to take a moment to congratulate you for turning into the show. If you are looking to be inspired, I hope that I do that for you. I really try to give you a lot of information. I also thank you for supporting me all of the years. These years, I've been on the radio since about 2002, I believe, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I love speaking to the audience each week, even though I don't have a clue about who's listening to the sound of my voice. But every time that I come on, I get inspired just knowing that there's somebody listening, that I may be able to help them to develop something new in their lives, help them to look at their career, where they are right now, and help them to make some good decisions, because that's what we do. That's what we, as coaches, that's what we do. We're here to guide you, to walk you through some things, and also just to be there sometimes to be a sounding board and to listen to you. So getting back to leadership, we want to talk about that. And when you're thinking about a good leader, most people will give you the definition of somebody who's well-spoken, who has charisma, who can hold your attention. But there are other things about leaders that you surely should know. They seem to have positive attitudes. They always want to make the best decision, not just for themselves, but for the group as well. They also are always evolving, thinking about how we can make things better. And they tend to love what they do. So if you're a leader out there and you've been called to lead others, you need to think about what that means. When people come to you, that means that your life is in their hands, you know, in your hands, I'm sorry. And you, they come to you looking for help. They come to you to help them to design their best life and to help them make some decisions, not to make them for them, but to walk them through their decisions. Also, the other thing that happens when you're working with someone who's in a leadership role, we tend to, as they say, lead from the top down. But you can understand why sometimes that may be a problem, because getting to the little people or the smaller issues may take a while if you're just sitting on the top, always looking down. Sometimes you got to get down off your throne as a leader and get down in the trenches and to work with those individuals who are struggling to meet requirements, who are struggling to make good decisions, who have attitude problems, who are angry about their positions or angry because they're not making the kind of money that they want to make, angry because they don't feel like they have anybody that they can talk to and that supports them. So being a good leader, you have to know when to listen. You have to know when to come down off your throne and be a help to others. And you also have to know when to stand firm on what you believe in, because you're leading the company. You're leading the organization. You're the person that they're looking to for guidance and for understanding. Now, I know that sometimes we have to get out of our own way and get out of our own comfort zones so that we will be able to help others. We also need to let them know that we're there for them. We're there to get them fired up and excited about the possibilities of how things may be, what they can look like. We're there to design different strategies and work on how we can make any given situation better. We're also there as their accountability coach, so someone that they know that they can come to, they know that they can talk to, that you're going to be there to listen to them, but you're also going to be there to guide them and to help them and keep them on the straight and narrow path. You know, once people begin to want to work with you and know that you have their best interests in heart, they will generally turn around and be your best advocates. They will be the ones who will be there to help you and to get you to complete the projects that you're working on or whatever the business that you're doing, and they'll be there to help you. It does not behoove you anything to dismiss people who work under you, because if you are a good leader, you know that if nobody's following you, then you're not leading anyone. And to be a good leader, you have to have people that follow you. And again, you always have to be there to listen, to help them, to help them to develop, be a voice for those who sometimes don't have a voice, and also to let them know that you care about them as individuals, not just because they're there to make you money, but because you care about them and what they bring to the table. Why would you have someone on your team who doesn't have anything that can help you to get where you want to go? What's the point in that? This just seems to be a waste of time to keep on pouring into someone who's not interested in, one, what you're doing, who doesn't have a clue of what you're doing, and who doesn't want to or can't help you because they don't get where you're trying to go. Also, being a leader means you're extraordinary. And I don't say that lightly. Being extraordinary means that there's a lot that's placed on your shoulders. So you're the one that has to determine when things are going astray, and you're the one that has to determine when things are right on track. You're the one who has to help with the planning and to make things happen. You can't just sit back and think that something's going to happen. You are also there to recommend and to also to let them know when things aren't going the way that you want them to. When you're looking at being a leader, you need to also be creative, and you have to know what you really want. You know, I always speak about there's power in the plan, and I talk about that all the time. And the reason why I talk about that, because I know that it's true. If you haven't planned anything, if you're just, shooting from the hip, the final result may be okay, but it could have been better if you had just sat down with your team and decided to make good decisions. And also let them know that you're there for them, and let them know that you can understand if things aren't going exactly the way that you planned them to go. But if you didn't plan anything, then surely nothing's going to happen. So you have to keep on looking at how you're designing your business development, how you're going to complete each project that you're working on, how you're going to take that leap of faith and just step out there and get it done, how you're going to pull back if that's what you need to do. And being extraordinary, when you wake up in the morning, you know, and once you do your affirmations, and I'm sure that most of us do, I know that I do every morning, before I hit the floor, I am, you know, thinking, you know, the Lord for just a new day and looking at how I can help someone on this day and asking what is it that I must do on this day to make it a better day for not just for me and my family, but for the community that I work in, for the individuals that I mentor to and I coach to, for my team at the office. How can I be a positive person and have boundless energy and be full of joy so that they know that I'm there to work? I believe in the law of attraction, because what you put out is normally what you get. If I go to work in a mood, no matter how good someone else's mood is, if I'm in a mood that's not so pleasant, eventually it's going to rub off on the other people around me. So being a good leader, you have to think about how what you do and what you say affects others. And it's not uncommon, you know, to fall by the wayside a little bit. I do a radio show a couple of times a month called Faith Break. And on that particular show, it's done on 1270 AM on the Gospel Station. I talk about just taking a few minutes out of your busy day, like you take a lunch break. And everyone who works, whether you work in a home or on a 9-to-5, or if you work 12-hour shifts, you need to take breaks. And the reason that you do that, one, is the law, for one. Second is because you need to get up out of your chair. You need to move around. You need to change your mood. You need to change your atmosphere. You need to, even if you just go for a short walk through your building, if you can't get out, if it's cold like it was today. But going outside and getting some fresh air, it helps you to clear your mind. And when I talk about the faith break, I talk about taking those 15 or 20 minutes before or after you eat your lunch and just, you know, breathe. Because sometimes we're not breathing. We're just running, trying to get to where we want to go. You know, I have so much to do. I have so much on my plate. I even say that myself. And then I have to think back and draw that thing in. If I'm constantly running, you know, 100 miles per hour, sooner or later, I'm going to run out of steam. And recently I had a health challenge, and I talked to a doctor friend of mine, and he was telling me, you know, that I needed to know how to take my pulse. And I was like, well, I think I know how to do it, but I asked him to show me again. And, you know, your beats per second should be between 60 and 100, you know, when you go around for the 60 seconds. So if you don't know how to take your pulse, you should know how to take your pulse, and especially if you're doing exercise, running or walking or dancing or whatever you're doing, you should know how to take your pulse, because you should also know when it's rapid beating and when it's normal or when it's too low. So, and when you're taking your breaks at work, you should be able to get up and stretch. The advice that I was given from my doctor was that you should get up about every hour and to stretch. Why? Because we, as individuals, when we sit in a certain position for a very long time, you tend to slouch over. You don't sit up properly. You don't put your shoulders back. We, as women, we lean forward, and that makes our belly protrude forward because it goes into our lap. And then the other thing that, as women, that we get, we spread in the chair. Why? Because we're sitting there for 6 and 7 hours straight. We're eating our lunch there. We're not getting up. We're not stretching. So I want you to, you know, take this to heart tonight. And I know we're talking about leadership, but being a good leader, you have to be in good health. That's the most important thing. You have to know that you're healthy in your mind, body, and your spirit. Because if you're not healthy in all areas, then you won't be 100% and you won't be productive. What's going to happen if you're sluggish, if you're sitting at your desk 6, 7, 8 hours a day, you're not moving, you're not stretching, you're only getting up for 5-minute periods of time? That's not enough. You need to get up. You need to breathe. You need to clear your mind. You need to shut it down for a few minutes. You know, take your lunch hours. If you only get 30 minutes, you know, eat for the first 15 and then just breathe and relax for the next 15. You know, get up and stretch. Walk around a little bit. It's so very important. And this is the beginning of the year. You know, it's February already. It's February the 5th. But 31 days plus these days have already passed us by. The first 21 days of the year, each year I fast. And I caught a cold during the fast this time, and I didn't think I was going to make it, but I did. And so I was very excited to complete the 21 days. Now, during that time period, I actually lost 7 pounds, which was not the goal of the fast. The goal of the fast was to clear my mind, my body, and my spirit so that I become more able to hear clearly what God has ordained for me to be able to have my senses heightened. If you ever do a fast and you do it properly, everything about you will be heightened. Your sense of taste, your sense of smell, your vision will be heightened. You'll begin to develop different characteristics that you didn't even know that you had. You have them all the time, but they're able to come out because you're actually breathing. And that's what we don't do as leaders and as individuals. And I'm talking to the men as well as the women. We run. We get things done. We're busy. We're picking up the kids. We're going to work. We're going to the supermarket. We're doing everything that we're supposed to do except taking care of ourselves. So anytime I happen to get on Facebook and I see that someone's completed a fast or they are, eating better and they're juicing, I'm very pleased because their sense of awareness is going to heighten. Their sense of smell and taste is going to heighten. If you don't eat sugar for 21 days and you drink something with a lot of sugar in it, it's going to be too sweet for you. So even if you don't have sugars for 21 days and you eat an orange, it's the sweetest orange, if it's a good orange, that you ever tasted. Why? Because your palate is clean. You've been drinking water. You haven't put any toxins in your body. Your body is actually being detoxified by you being more healthy. So as a leader, we have to think about all these things. Are we effective as leaders? Are we healthy in our mind and in our spirit? Are we able to go out each and every day and give of ourselves? Because we're always giving 100% and more to everything that we do. And today, the luncheon that I attended was hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. It was very enlightening. The speaker there, you can Google it. I don't have her name with me. I don't want to mispronounce it. I think I know what it is, but if you want to Google it, it's there on Google. But she talked about, being a leader and accountability. And the other thing that she talked about was resonating with me so well is she talked about your value. If you don't know what you're worth, how are other people going to know? There are always going to be the naysayers out there who don't believe that you can do what God has ordained for you to do. They're going to be looking at you in a certain way. And this has happened to me and my business partner, Robin. People will wonder, how do we do what we do? But the sad thing is, they always want to know what I'm doing. But my question to them is, what are you doing? Because you're spending a lot of time worrying about what I'm doing. And that energy that you're spending worrying about me, you need to just let it go. Our speaker today at the luncheon, and I wish I had my paper with me so I could tell you her name, but I don't. She talked about how she started her business, and she started with $10,000, not cash money that she had saved, but she actually started with $10,000 and on her credit card, so that meant that she was $10,000 in debt to start her consulting business. And in the first 3 years, she continued to borrow to keep the business going. And she didn't want to give it up. And then things started to happen. She wanted to have a baby. And so she found out that she was not only having one baby, but she was actually having two babies. And then she did not know how she was going to continue to grow the business being pregnant with twins. And then another life-changing thing happened. Her mother passed away. Now, what she told us, she stopped right there. And she said, these were all circumstances of the life that I was leading, but I did not know how I was going to be able to take my business to the next level because she was $200,000 in debt. That's a lot of debt to be in. So what she decided to do, she said, you know what, in her mind kept saying, you know, it's over, you might as well give it up, you know, go talk to your husband, tell him what you've done. And then something, she just kept thinking about it, and then something began to change in her. It was her mindset. She began to say, not that she couldn't make it, but that she could. I started this business, and I know that I can make it. I made bad decisions, but I know that I can make it. I'm $200,000 in debt, but I know that I can make it. And then she stopped right there, and she told us that she's not bragging, but today she's a 1%er, and that means that she's made it. So I don't know who's out there that wants to start a business or has started a business, and you're thinking that you can't make it. Yes, you can. Experience myself. When we went to look at the Focus Executive Suites in 2009, and that wasn't the name of the company then. We were just looking at the same address that we're in right now. And we looked at it, and Robin and I looked at each other, and we walked away. But we never said that we didn't want the building. We just knew it wasn't the time for us to get it. So last year, we went back again, and it was the same address. And actually, the same landlord showed us around. And this time, it was all built up and it was divided in the way that we needed it to be divided, with a great reception area and the 7 offices, conference room, and a training room. It was awesome. And we decided to go forward and move forward. You know, and I'm just telling you this, again, not because I want to brag, but because you can have your dream if you never give up on your dream. You can live your dream in 2015, or you can sit here in 2015 and do nothing. And in 2016, I'll be telling you to live your dream in 2016. And then 17, 18, 19, 20. The years are going to continue to pass you by. The days are going to go by. It's already the 5th of February. What are you doing to develop your business? Who are you talking to? Who are you telling about your business? I tell everybody about my business everywhere that I go. Why? Because I never know who I'm going to run into. I never know when I'm going to meet a person of influence who knows somebody that knows somebody. And the other thing that I wanted to share tonight about being a leader, you also have to know when to listen and to let others help you. And I think I spoke about that in the beginning. You cannot do this by yourself. So if you're out there, and the speaker talked about this today, if you're the lone wolf, it's over for you. Because if you think that you can do it by yourself, guess what? You can't. And that's why you will never be a one percenter. Because you think you, one, by yourself can get it done. Being the lone wolf is going to help you. Being the lone ranger, you don't need anybody. You don't even need Tonto. You want to get rid of him. You know, if you look at most individuals who have achieved their success, whether it was minimal to us or it was greatness, they always had somebody to help them to get there. They had people that they could talk to. They had mastermind groups that they could get in the group and they could brainstorm and get in the huddle. They had board of directors to help them. They had volunteers. You always need somebody to help you to develop your business. If you're the Lone Ranger, the Lone Wolf, you're going to get to it eventually, and you may be successful. But I can almost guarantee you there's always going to be somebody that you're going to have to go to help you, unless it's just a business where you just don't need any help and you can do it on your own, and then you may be successful that way. But 99% of the businesses, you need somebody to help you, to guide you, to direct you. You need a coach. If you look at basketball players, hockey players, tennis players, wrestlers, any sport, they all have a coach. Now, let's look at big business. All the great leaders have been coached by someone or mentored by someone. Tony Roberts, you know, Barbara Cochran, Les Brown, they all had a coach. And if you're not taking advantage of the opportunity coached by someone or mentoring with someone or shadowing someone, then you're missing out on a great opportunity. To be a great leader, you have to know how to lead. If you don't know how to lead, you need to follow someone until you get it right. So tonight I encourage you to become a great leader, to grow into greatness if you're not where you want to be, to live your dream in 2015. Also, I wanted to inspire everyone tomorrow, which is February the 6th, to wear red, because it's National Wear Red Day. We're in the Black History Month. It's also American Heart Association Month, and a whole some other list of things that are going on this month. And this month is pretty short, but we don't have to stop it in the month of February. We can continue it on. So I have a Go Red campaign, and I will be sharing some things on Facebook. So you got to follow me for the rest of the month so you'll know what we're doing in the Go Red campaign. So thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. I hope it has been an inspiration to someone out there. I hope that something that I said resonated with you. And God bless you, and continue to be who you are and be the best that you can be. I'm Francine Humphrey, and I am the host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Please tune in next week for another exciting show. God bless you, and I'll see you then.